Audio Candy, I have been feeling so guilty that I verified and I haven't really done anything here yet. And I'm also trying to get over a cold and I haven't been able to really record anything. So I thought I would maybe find some kind of questionnaire and record something and chat a bit, and hopefully my sniffling and coldness won't be too terrible or distracting. I have had every intention of posting something here, but life just hasn't allowed me the time to do very much of that lately. So, and then of course the sickness, whatever. I'm repeating myself. I'm being weird. But that was the whole point, I guess. So I found this Little Things questionnaire. It's old, not old, but like 8 months, I guess, by Always Slightly Sleepy. So hopefully I'm still okay to answer this. I looked around a lot. I wanted to do the Harry Potter questionnaire, but I thought I would wait a bit. Maybe I'll do that one next time. Because I love Harry Potter. So I'll put a link to these questions and I'll give some answers, I guess. So the first question is, what's something you can't throw away? So I tend to be a person that has a hard time throwing away sentimental items. I have this heart-shaped pillow that a friend of my dad's gave me when I was about 6. And she made it or something. It's been torn and sewn and torn and sewn. And I know it's probably got so many germs on it. But I could never get rid of it. Things like that, I can't throw away. I'm a pretty sentimental person anyway. So that kind of stuff means a lot to me. I've had things like that in my life that I have lost through no fault of my own or in situations that were out of my control. Like, I had this, my grandmother made me this beautiful quilt, and I was young, you know, just barely moving out of my parents' house, and moved around a lot, and I didn't pay attention, and I lost it, and I loved it, and she's gone now, and so, like, things like that just still pains me that that's gone, and so I tend to hold on pretty tightly to things like that. So I guess that would be, I know it says what's something, like one item, but for me it would be anything of that nature, of a very sentimental nature, I just can't throw away. Anyway, so that's probably enough on that question. Question 2, are you more of a forgiver or a forgetter? I tend to be pretty forgiving. I feel like, forgiveness really is the only way to get things right for my own self. Like, if I forgive the other person, then that just heals the part of me that was unable to forgive them. And even if I forget it, I probably wouldn't be able to forget it. The truth is that the only way I could forget it is if I forgave it. So, for me, I have to forgive, because otherwise it just eats me up inside and I don't like to feel like that. So, I probably sound really sick, I just realized. This doesn't sound like my normal self at all. But, I should find out who made me sick, because then I could forgive them for making me sick, and maybe I wouldn't have to be so sick anymore. You guys wanted to hear me sick and sniffling, right? I thought so. I thought maybe. Yeah, so I would say that I am much more of a forgiver than forgetter, even though I guess both, because I consider that the same thing. Like, I would forget about it. As soon as I've forgiven it, I can just let it go and forget about it. I don't really know how I would be able to forget about it if I didn't. Or forget about what somebody did or a situation if I didn't have some forgiveness about it. So those are my thoughts about that. Okay, so there's a third question. Question number three. Name two good habits and two bad habits. Good habits. It's probably easier to name bad habits. What are good habits? What would be a good habit? I don't know. I don't know why that's such a difficult question. Huh. Good habits. Does brushing your teeth in the morning count? Because that's a pretty good habit, right? I guess this is a harder question than I thought. So bad habits. We'll say bad habits first. Two bad habits. I have a pretty foul mouth. I have a problem swearing at times when I shouldn't probably. Like at work. I swear a lot at work. I don't think my coworkers necessarily appreciate it very much. Especially the F word. They say fuck a lot at work. I probably shouldn't. So, that's probably a bad habit. And then, I don't always call people back when they call me. Personally, at work I do, but personally I have a hard time calling people back. I don't know why. Maybe I don't want to talk to them. That's pretty much how I feel about it, but good habits. This makes me sound terrible because I don't feel like I have any good habits. I'm sure I do. What else qualifies a good habit? I finally trained myself to not wash my hair every single day, so it's supposed to be healthier. So if that's a habit, I do that now. And I take my vitamins every day. Are those habits? I don't know. This question's too hard. I'm moving on. Number four. Name three places you can call home besides where you live now and where you've long-term lived before. Wherever my mom is. No matter where she is. If my mom's there, that's home for me. My brother's house, my closest in age brother, I would say that I could call that home. And I'd probably feel at home in a cabin in the mountains. That would probably make me feel at home regardless. So, I really like the mountains, and that'd be like the dream to live in a cabin in the mountains and not have to work. Just live off the grid or something. That'd be fantastic. Let's see. Okay, what question am I on? 5. Do you move your hands a lot when you speak? I normally do, but I've trained myself to not move my hands so much when I record, because then I hit the mic or I hit the desk or something else. You know, sometimes I need my hands for other things, whatever. But I do normally. Right now I am, because I read about it. But I've gotten better about not doing it recording, but generally I do talk with my hands a lot. A lot of ums here. 6. Can you talk over a group? I definitely can. I can be loud if I need to. I, don't always really do that. I try to be more of a team player than talking over the group. But, yeah. 7. What little things cheer you up? Music can cheer me up. Sprinkles on ice cream that usually cheer me up. Or on donuts, that'll cheer me up. But it's the sprinkles specifically that do it. And listening to my nephews laugh. Watching Friends always cheers me up. Yeah. What else? I like the little things in life a lot, so getting like a new bath thing or new hair accessory or something can cheer me up. Somebody telling me a silly joke or yeah. Those kinds of things, I guess. 8. Do you fidget? Does it annoy you when other people fidget? It says, do you fidget? And I'm currently fidgeting with this knot on the quilt that I've got covering me. So yes, I fidget a lot. I fidget when I'm nervous. I fidget when I'm trying to think of something. I fidget when I'm bored. I fidget when I'm on the phone at work. I can be really fidgety. And it annoys the hell out of me when other people are, when people are tapping their foot, or, oh, I hate tapping, when people tap on a table, or on a wall, or they make weird noises with their mouth, or are kind of twitchy. Oh, it drives me fucking crazy. So, yeah, it does annoy me a lot. I have a brother that can't sit still, and I love him so much, but seriously, sometimes I can't even take it. 9. Do you talk to yourself? I talk to myself all the time. Luckily, I have cats now, so I talk to my cats instead of myself. Or at least that's what I tell myself, so that it's not so weird. But I do talk to myself. I'll call myself out for doing something silly or try to remind myself of something. Excuse me, I've got yawns too. Do you keep a journal? I don't currently keep a journal right now. I have in my past, but I am not currently keeping one right now. I'm not sure why. I've mostly used journals, not like the way people use them to record daily habits. I've used them more to work out emotional things going on in my life, and right now, I don't feel like I have a need for a journal, so I'm not keeping one. Yep. Okay. Oh, I hope my sniffling isn't bad. I'm going to have to listen to it back and see if it's terrible. Question 11. What's a talent or hobby that you lost? I feel like when I was younger, I was actually a decent dancer. And as I've gotten older, I don't seem to have that so much at all, actually. That's probably not a good answer. I used to read a lot more than I do. I don't think I've lost that hobby, but it's definitely been a long time since I've been an avid reader, and I used to read all the time. So that's something. I wish I had that back. I wish I had more time to read. I end up doing audiobooks now, which I enjoy, but it's not quite the same as reading a book. So, question 12. Choose one: glowing, sparkling, glittering, shining, or shimmering. Oh, sparkling, I guess. Yeah, I like sparkly stuff. Glittering or sparkling, I guess. But I would say sparkling, since I have to choose. Thirteen. Do you touch other people a lot? Do you like it when they touch you? I only touch other people who I'm close to. And if I'm very close to them, I can be really touchy or cuddly. I like to be really close. But really, that's only people that I've been emotionally connected with. That's the same for letting people touch me, I guess. I feel awkward when somebody I don't know wants to hug me or puts their hand on my arm or something like that. It makes me feel a bit uncomfortable. But if I know them and I feel kind of some kind of emotional friendship or otherwise, or family or something, I don't mind being touched. I like closeness. 14. What is your favorite aisle to walk down in the grocery store? I like the produce section because it's all open and smells so fresh and clean usually. I mean, if you walked over there and it didn't smell fresh and clean, don't buy any produce there. But for the most part, especially at Whole Foods, I love my Whole Foods produce section. I really like that. I've spent a lot of time eating fruits and vegetables as a big part of my diet, so I just really like that kind of, I want to say healthy food smell that just smells like earth and sweet fruit and vegetables and greens and stuff. So I'm going to say the produce section for that. Even though it's not really an aisle, it's like a section. But that's okay, right? Because I can say whatever I want. And 15, what's your favorite everyday sound? Everyday sound. I feel like I don't know. I like, you know, on a good day I might say my cats meow, but today they are annoying the hell out of me, so that's not the answer today. But an everyday sound, if it rained every day, it would be the sound of rain. But I like the sound of running water. And, like from a bathroom faucet, I like that sound. Seems weird to say, but it's true. I hadn't really thought about it that much. I like the sound of sheets rustling. Footsteps on the carpet, I like that sound. A favorite? I don't know if I have a favorite. I've never considered having a favorite everyday sound. So, Yeah, I think that's all of these questions. I hope I don't sound too terribly sick. I feel like I sound very, very sick, so I have to listen to this and decide if it's too sick to post. But I wanted to post something because I really wanted to contribute to this subreddit, and I just like it so much. And anyway, so this is really long now. Actually, I'm looking at my meter. It's like 21 minutes. I didn't even expect it to be that long. But I guess I'll just say thank you for listening to my sniffling and my sick voice. If you made it all the way through this, if you turned it off, I totally understand, because I am probably not that interesting. So anyway, yep, I guess that's all. Thanks.